18 Celsius.
Thank you, Stav. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today Friday the 3rd of October. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Biscay and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, moving very rapidly northeast, expected Fair Isle 946 by midnight tonight. Low, Fair Isle 992, losing its identity by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 for a time in Viking and South Utsira. Rain, moderate or poor. Forties, Cromarty 4th. South, veering southwest later, 6 to gale 8, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm force 10. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. South or southwest, 6 to gale 8, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 at times. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. South or southwest, 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Southwesterly, but variable 3 or less at first in South Fitzroy, veering northwesterly later 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, veering west later 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Cyclonic, becoming southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11, except in Hebrides. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, cyclonic, becoming northwest later 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later. Rain, moderate or poor. And southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest by west 2, 19 miles, 1,000 now falling. Stornoway. West by south 3, 24 miles, 997, rising more slowly. Lerwick. South by east 7, 1 mile, 997, falling quickly. Lucas. West-southwest 5, slight rain, 19 miles, 999, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south by west 6, 1008, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 6, 11 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 6, 5 miles, 1015. Jersey, south by west 4, slight rain, 15 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south 6, 2 miles rather, 1014. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 5, rain, 1000 metres, 1011, falling slowly. Valentia, south-southwest 3, slight drizzle, 8 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, 13 miles, 1,005, now falling. Malin Head, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1,001, rising more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, Moderate or strong and mainly southerly winds cover much of the British Isles early Friday before a rapidly deepening low will move northeast near North Scotland overnight and into Saturday, bringing a stormy spell of weather, especially in the north. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly backing southeasterly, then veering westerly later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm force 10 later in the north. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southerly, veering southwesterly, later 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale force 9 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south, veering southwest, later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly, veering southwesterly, later 5 to 7, increasing 7 or gale 8. Fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally poor. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly 7 or gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest, veering west later 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Squally rain, good, occasionally poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest, veering west later 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwesterly, veering westerly later 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in the west. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest, veering west later 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest, veering west later 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man, southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, but increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 for a time in the north. Squally rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, then severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 for a time later in the north. Rain at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic becoming northwest later 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 for a time. Rain at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And the Shetland Isles, south or southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And that's the end of the Shipping Bulletin. Now it's time for prayer for the day with Emma Slade Lopan Ani Pamideka, a Buddhist monk and teacher.
Good morning. Buddhism says that the human mind is incredible, but also vulnerable. Vulnerable to being under the influence of greed, anger and confusion. These are often compared to clouds, obscuring the clear sunlight of our mind. It can be quite helpful to think like this. To know, for example, that when you spoke harshly, your mind was under the influence of anger. It can be more helpful than thinking it is inherently you who were angry. Buddhism says that anger is not a cause of happiness. but rather is a source of suffering. Due to this, if we wish to be happy, freeing ourselves from the influence of anger can be an important place to start. And as someone on a spiritual path, I had rather hoped I would quickly be free of the influence of anger, but it's been a journey. I can recall talking to one of my teachers in Bhutan who suggested being realistic, that it was likely to take some time to be truly free of this affliction. And in the meanwhile, if I did become irritated or frustrated, to concentrate on how quickly I could return to a calm place again. I remember imagining a graph and picturing being able to drop my anger like a straight line down from a high peak to a level plane once more. I found this helpful. All positive qualities, such as peacefulness, calmness, and kindness, are ones to be cultivated. And our capacity to make them more stable, more long-lasting states of mind will be much easier as we begin to sweep away the clouds of anger, greed, and confusion. May all beings be at peace, and may this begin with us.
That was Prayer for the Day with Emma Slade-Lopen, Annie Pemadeki. This is BBC Radio 4, where in just a little under a quarter of an hour, we'll join the Today programme with Justin Webb and Anna Foster. But first, it's time for Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, the way the government measures poverty doesn't work for rural communities.
It means that the resources that we need in rural areas don't reach there because the measurement never represents the true deprivation that exists.
We will have more on that a little later. First, though, all this week we've been looking at livestock markets. Farmers